Hello and welcome back to the Microsoft Virtual Academy, all about hybrid IT management. And in this module and the series, we're focusing specifically on automation. Now for this module, we're drilling into how you get started with automation. And to help me do that, Lavanya's here to join us. So tell us what you do.
Thank you, Matt. I'm Lavanya Krishnan. I'm a program manager with the OMS automation team.
Nice.
I've been with the team for a few months now, and I'm working on creation of some solution packs and also some service principle, which is Azure Run as account.
Nice, and we're going to see that in
Yes, we'll be talking more about it in detail.
Great, and good news for you slide lovers in this particular module, we have no slides. So perhaps bad news for you slide lovers. Woohoo, yeah, exactly. It's all demo. So Lavanya is going to take us through end-to-end how you get started with automation, because if you've never used this before, it's important that you start off on the right foot. So take it away. Help us understand what we need to know in terms of getting started.
Sure. So OMS automation is a service that we provide to be able to help our customers automate their very repetitive manual tasks, both in their data center as well as cloud. Mm-hmm. The service is actually available through the Azure portal,
right?
Which I'll be going into in a few minutes, or through the OMS dashboard. OMS is the operations management suite, where we have numerous services for the customers, which includes the automation, and we also have log analytics and backup and recovery, multiple services. I'm sure we have a lot of videos which delve into the individual services in detail.
Exactly, yeah. The two previous parts of the course, so cloud-enabled protection and the log analytics, all cool stuff, and we covered all of those different solutions, but obviously it's evolving and changing all the time. But if we focus in on automation, how do we get started?
So I'm going to go into my demo right now.
Right.
So this is the OMS main page, which you can get to by going to microsoft.com/OMS. And if you scroll down, you have the high-level services, and the IT automation is our automation service. You can click on this, and it will take you to the dashboard.
Right, once you sign in.
And you with your Microsoft account. And then here you can see the various services offered by the OMS. Mm-hmm. And here on the left, you can see the automation. And this will give you a quick summary of the number of runbooks that you have, which is our automation script, which is powered by PowerShell, and it has a set of commandlets and modules. And then the jobs which are run. So the jobs are basically the executables that you have scheduled.
Right.
So that the runbooks execution time is actually captured here.
So you get a good historical look at what's happened.
Yes, and the number of runbooks you have executed and the status of those jobs.
Right. So it's a kind of simple dashboard, but it just gives you that high level of what you need to know.
Yes.
We'll explore a number of these things later on, like we'll understand building runbooks and so on later in the course. So don't worry if you're thinking right now, I don't really understand what a runbook is. We'll explore it a little bit in this getting started, but in more depth a bit later on as well.
Yes. And so getting into the management of the automation, you can either click on the management button, which is here, right here, or you could go to the Azure portal,
right?
Which is basically portal.azure.com. And there, if you click on Browse, so the very first step in getting to use your automation service is creation of an automation account.
Okay.
The automation account is more like a container, if you look at it, which has all your runbooks, your assets, your configuration settings, and everything else that you need for the execution of your runbook.
Okay, not to be confused with the Docker container, which is completely different.
Yeah, this is more like a storage box.
Yeah, fair enough. Good analogy.
And then if you click on automation accounts, so once you're logged in with your subscription, the portal will basically list all the accounts that you have created.
Right.
And I have quite a few, as you can see here. And for the purposes of this demo, I'm going to show how to create a new one.
Right.
So you click on add here, and you enter a name. This has to be a unique name that you haven't entered before. So I'm going to say demo account.
Very unique.
Yeah, it is. And either you can create an existing resource group. Again, I'm going to assume that this is for a first-time user who's not used automation service before, so we're going to create a new resource group.
Okay.
And to avoid confusion, I'm going to give the same name. You don't have to give a same name. It can be anything.
Right. You can choose something more exciting if you want.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you can choose, oh, so here, looks like somebody I do have.
Oh, somebody must already
yes.
have one.
Yes, so, which is a good thing. It yep. validates yeah, and lets you know earlier.
Nice.
Okay. Okay.
There we go. Good and validation.
And then you have to select a location. Now, this doesn't really affect the functionality per se, but if you choose a region where the resources are located, it's really quick and
right.
Faster access.
So local to your geography perhaps would be more effective.
Yes.
Right.
Now, we have a new feature in our automation account creation, which is the creation of a service principal. That's what you have right below here. Mm-hmm. Service principal is actually Azure Run As account that is a standard authentication method. It's a certificate-based authentication method that allows your runbook to access your resources and enables them to execute the management tasks
right.
Against Active Directory. And we do give you a choice to see select if you want us to create one for you on your behalf mm-hmm. at the time of account creation
right.
because it makes the whole process seamless and you already have an authentication method that allows your runbooks to access your resources from.
Okay.
But you can choose to select no, in which case you either have to go create one using the PowerShell commandlets
right.
In your runbooks, or you could basically use your credentials,
right.
Which is not recommended.
Okay.
This is a more secure method.
And there's a link there if you want to
yes.
a little bit more about why that's important.
Yes, and this link here will tell you more about what a service principal is and how to create one using your PowerShell commandlets
right. okay.
and what benefits it has.
Nice.
And if you choose to spin it to your dashboard for ease of access the next time, you can always select this. And then we say create. So you can follow the status here. Right now it's submitting deployment. And so this is a two-step process. It's going to create an automation account for you, and it's going to create a service principal.
Right.
And in the meanwhile, I can always go back to the one that I've created. It takes a few seconds. This is the one that I've already created
right.
earlier today.
With the unique name.
With the unique name, yes. so here, you can see that what I meant by saying it's a box, right?
Yep.
It has your runbooks. It's a one place where you can look at all your runbooks, all your jobs, mm-hmm. Which are scheduled runbooks. And then you have your hybrid worker groups. Because now, in addition to actually helping you automate tasks in your cloud, in fact, we also enable you to use the service on your data center.
Yeah, and we're going to be covering that.
Covering that, yes.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yes, and then this is where the assets are, and this has a list of your schedules, modules, certificates, and everything else. Now, if you go back,
throughout the course of all the modules today, we'll be building up. I'm sure we'll see more of these populated, because obviously a lot of them are zero at this point because it's a fresh account.
But, yes.
Yep.
So here are the notifications. So the deployments have succeeded. You have a new service principal as well as a new Azure Run As account. And then you select on demo account here, which is the one we created. And then you can see that we have one runbook. The one runbook is basically a tutorial that mm-hmm. gets created at the time of creation of the account. So here, you can also see the history of the jobs that have been executed in the last 7 days.
Right.
And you click on this, you can actually go to the detailed set of jobs that have been executed.
And green is healthy.
And green is healthy, yes.
Nice.
And you have which ones you've suspended, which ones have failed, and you can take actions based on those.
Okay.
And then in addition, you also have source control integration. You can connect it to your repository. I'm not going to go into the details here. But you can connect to your private repository that you have, which right now we have Visual Studio TFS integration and
right.
GitHub integration that you can go into. Now, let's go back to the one that we have created. So we have one runbook, which is the Azure automation tutorial. This is the status of the tutorial that I ran.
Right.
We have no errors, and it ran successfully. I'll go into the details of what this actually does.
Now we're exploring the specific runbook itself.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is the Azure Automation Tutorial runbook. And here you can see that we have the ability to either execute a runbook from here, mm-hmm. or you can edit an existing runbook, and you can make changes to it. you have the library on the left. You can add commandlets from the available imported modules that have you have in your account.
Right.
I can quickly show you how to import a module or a runbook before we end this. So here, this runbook is a very basic tutorial. What it does is it connects to your subscription.
Right.
And it queries for all the resource groups that are in your account.
Okay.
Now, since my the service principle that we create is basically for your NTS subscription, and we give a contributor access by default.
Right.
And so it'll query all the accounts that are in my subscription,
okay.
And it'll return the list of all the resource groups that are in my subscription. And we have a test pane here, which you could click to make sure that your code is fine, your syntax is fine.
Right.
And if you have any input parameters in your runbooks, here is where you enter them. And the test pane, you can actually say, I can either execute it here to see to make sure that everything is fine, or I can go and execute it there. So I'm going to click start.
So you're essentially kicking off the runbook. It doesn't take any input parameters at this point. It's just
no. So this particular runbook has no input parameters.
Right.
We are just making a query into the subscription to make sure what resource groups we have.
Right.
As you can see, it's queued. So what it does is you can make sure that your runbooks are authored right, and you can make sure that it gets executed right. You can make sure that your input parameters and res settings are all fine here before scheduling your job.
Right. And then you would run it on a recurring schedule. Maybe not this runbook specifically, but your normal runbooks you would run once a day or whenever is required.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So you can schedule it at a particular time, particular day. You can make it recurring.
Okay. What's going on here on the right-hand side? So it's logged into Azure, it's pulling...
Yeah, so the bottom pane actually shows you what we log.
Okay.
So this is a test pane, right? But if you look at your actual job that has run, this information can be found in the logs.
Right.
Gotcha. And you can click on the logs and you'll see exactly this. So this gives you a list of whatever tasks it's doing. So here it's checking the environment. It's checking the demo account type, which is basically it's checking my accounts, my automation accounts in my subscription. And you can see that I have multiple accounts, which I have a demo account, I have a demo account new, and then it's showing me the resources in each of these accounts that
I
have.
Okay.
And it basically, it lists every resources in the resource group that I have in all my accounts.
Nice.
So that's what the tutorial does.
Okay.
So now that we know the tutorial is good, you can basically go back to your editing pane. So you can either publish or you can revert to the published version. Since we didn't make any changes, I'm just going to say revert to publish.
And by publishing, you're essentially saying, yep, this is good to go for everybody who...
Yes, it's more like checking in your code, right? You're saying I'm publishing it on cloud, so it's available for me.
Yep.
Anytime I can schedule a job, just the version that's going to run.
Okay.
And here you have options for scheduling. And you can link up existing schedule to your runbook, or you can modify your run settings. And then once you create the schedule, this is where your schedule is coming. And here you can add a schedule as well.
Right.
It takes you to the same thing. Yes.
Yeah, everything's pretty simply laid out and helps you get started for sure.
Yes. And here, here you have the list of your jobs that you've completed. And when I click on this, you see all logs here. And basically, you have the same thing that you saw in the bottom pane right over there, and along with the timestamp, and tells you if something goes wrong, you'll be able to find out where you went wrong, and you can go fix them.
Right.
And this one has, this is output here that we see. But sometimes you might have an output which is a file or something else, and then that will be shown here.
Right. Nice.
It's very, we have tried to make it as simple as possible for the user to be able to create an automation account, play with it, create their own runbooks. We do have other detailed videos that the users can check to see how they can author. We have multiple ways of authoring a runbook. We have a textual editor, we have a graphical editor, and then we have tutorials on using the desired state configurations and hybrid runbook workers and everything else.
Nice.
So I hope the users are able to just get started, play around with the feature, and explore the other areas.
Nice. And all of those things that you called out there around building runbooks, desired state configuration, how you invoke runbooks, we're going to be covering in a variety of modules as part of this course. So that brings us to the end of this particular module, getting started, signing up. So just starting to kick the tires and understand just some of the key building blocks that make up OMS automation. And going forward into the next module, we're actually going to start to introduce how you start to build runbooks, initially with PowerShell and PowerShell workflow, and then moving on to more graphical tools as well. So stay with us for that. Lavanya, thank you for your time and the demo. And yeah, we'll see you again in the next module.
Thank you, Matt.